Locker Room Chats, one final time here in 2024. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined here by the Centralia girls basketball coach. That is Dusty Thompson. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Community Healthcare System as well. The Panthers remain undefeated as they beat ACCHS on a Tuesday night this week. That final 76-40. Coach, just take us back to that game Tuesday night. What'd you like? What'd you see?
I like the fact that we got out early. You know, I told the girls that, good teams find a way, after the Silver Lake win last week, good teams find a way to come out early and get back on track. You know, there's no lull in there, and play good to start with. And we played good early on, and then we tried to switch some things up and do some things, and we got up big, and I thought the girls lost a little focus there. But, you know, it's hard to do when you come off a big game and you got another big one this week.
Yeah, and then I want to go back to Friday as well. We'll talk about Valley Heights in a moment, but just an incredible game for your team last Friday at home, Silver Lake, the defending 3A state champs, and you guys come away with a 10-point win. You end their massive winning streak, and just so much you can probably take away from that one, but just the thoughts from the Silver Lake game and how your team performed there.
I thought the girls played well. You know, defensively we did a pretty good job the first half of slowing down some of what they were trying to do, and you know, I told the girls at halftime that Silver Lake's a good team, and somewhere they're going to go on a run, you know, and we need to see how we respond when somebody throws their best punch at us. And Silver Lake did. You know, they got it back within two in the fourth quarter, and the girls, I think, were 16 of 21 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. So they did a great job of keeping their composure, you know, and continuing to play basketball and do the things they needed to do.
You guys have played an incredibly tough schedule here through the first few weeks, and that'll, you know, continue here on Friday against Valley Heights. But has anything surprised you, really, from what you've seen here in this 4-0 start?
I don't know that anything surprised me. I think I'm happy with, you know, we knew kind of what we had going in. It was just whether or not we could do it night in and night out. And the girls have, you know, we've got some depth. I told somebody the other day, we've had a two different leading scorers, and we've had our second leading scorer has been somebody different in every ball game we've played so far. And it seems like every night, you know, when one girl has an off night, whether it's shooting the basketball, rebounding the basketball, whatever it is, that we've had somebody step up every single night and replace that so we don't lose anything in there. And I think that's been a big thing for us so far.
Well, let's talk about the opponents on Friday night. This will be a big test once again before we hit the holiday break. You get a Valley Heights team that is off to a 3-1 start. They nearly beat Nemaha Central this week on Tuesday night, but they end up losing that game by two. They're 3-1. They're still a top five team in the 2A classification. What can you tell us about the Mustangs and kind of the expectation for that final game in 2024?
You know what? They're athletic. They've got some girls that can run the floor and rebound the basketball. And for us, again, you know, it's back to, do we continue to do the things we've been doing? You know, when we don't shoot the ball well, do we continue to rebound and, you know, things like that. Play great defense, give them one opportunity at it, and that's what we've got to do again Friday night is, you know, I think Valley Heights can shoot and they can find a way to score. We just got to limit those opportunities. So that's probably the biggest thing for us.
Final thing, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Yep, that's solid. We've had a couple mention that one as well. It's an absolute classic. Watched it actually myself the last week. But, yeah, great movie, no doubt about it. There it is. That is the Centralia girls basketball coach, Dusty Thompson, joining us again. Final locker room chat here, 2024 Centralia. A top five matchup here coming up on Friday. It'll be our feature matchup on 92.1, Centralia hosting Valley Heights to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, can't thank you enough. Enjoy the holidays. We'll talk to you in 2025.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.